Okay, so as I said, I wanted to talk a little bit about Chacham Harazim, about the kind of the bracha that it is and its interaction with Asher Chalak Michachmaso Li Reyav. We may have to start that on Monday, depending on the first part of the sugya. But we know, Ilan, right, that they actually come up in an integrated way. So what was that, just to review, what was that story?
So in Nun Ches Amud Beis, so there's a bunch of Rabbani who are walking on the road, and then they see another rabbi, I think Rav Chanina, yeah, brother of Ika, and then so they get up to him, like they meet in the middle of the road, and they're like, when we saw you, we made two brachas on you, Shechayanu, assuming they hadn't seen him in longer than 30 days, and Shechalak Mechasmaso Lireyav. But then, and then he says, and I made three brachos on you. I also made a Chacham Harazim.
Right. And then?
And then they Yahavu Bei Naichu, which like they gave him an evil eye or something, and he died.
Right. So let's maybe just read that inside, and that will set us up at Gur Chazara for what we need to do today. Okay. So go ahead, Ilan. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua.
The Papa of Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Habu Kaazli Beorcha, Kigau Bey, Rav Chanina, brother of Ika, Amrulei, Vadi de Chazinach, Berachina, Nalach, Tarti, Warach, Ashechalach, Mechachmas, Alireyab, Shechayan. Amr Lehu, Anna Nema, Kivan de Chazin Sichu, Cheshantichu, Alvai, Kishitian, Rivion, Aves Israel, Varechna, Alaihu Plaza, Hanach Tarti, Uvaracha, Hamarazin, Amrulei, Hakim, Tikule, Hai, Yahabu Bey, Naihu Shrei.
Right. So the critical words that we'll have to interrogate are Chakimas Kulei Hai, right? As if to say, what you yourself have such a deep insight, into, either the nature of brachos or into the nature of people that you were able to say the Chacham Harazim. It was almost like they knew something about it, right? That they knew that there was some implicit claim that was being made, and that bothered them deeply. So we all remember Yehuda had a very, original and creative interpretation of this. So, if you assume that it actually, not like Yehuda was saying, but if you assume that it's, to be taken literally, they had an extreme reaction to the application of this bracha of Chacham Harazim, to an individual. So what I'd like to try to do is set up a sugya in which we're able, through the lens of the Rishonim, primarily the Ra'ah, but not limited to that, the Ritva as well, and the tour following in that stream of thought, to discuss, maybe if we can really understand what Chacham Harazim Noam is all about, then we can, draw perhaps some conclusions about what happened in this story and why the application of Chacham Harazim to an individual might be, particularly egregious, and maybe approach this this story anew. But to do that, we have to really understand Chacham Harazim. So let's take a look at the primary source. Yoni, go ahead. This is the Gemara where it comes up.
V'omer ol hamnuna haroa uchlu say Yisrael omer baruch Chacham Harazim.
Right, so that's the reference to Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Bosha imchem ba'od, chafra yoladetchem, hine acharis goyim, midbar, tzia, v'arava. I'm sorry?
That was a sibling.
Oh, okay. So hine acharis goyim, midbar, tzia, v'arava. So that this is going to end up very badly. In most of the schos in the Gemara, it's not ochlusei goyim, but ochlusei akum. So there's a shame to your mother, etc. This is going to end up in a disaster for you. Okay, so the ochlusei Yisrael are being contrasted with the ochlusei goyim or the ochlusei akum. Okay, so Tan Rabbanan.
Israel, Omer, Baruch HaFemarazim. She'ein datem dome zeh lezeh. Be'en partu fehen domim zeleze. Ben zomera uklusa al gab ma le bahar habayas, amar baruch hachem arazim, ubarach shebara kol elo lisham sheni.
Right, so taken out of context, this might seem a little bit narcissistic. You know, shebara kol elo lisham sheni, this is his attitude towards, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. You know, even if you want to say bishvili nivra ha'olam, you know, so should be a little bit more sensitive, but you know, that would be taking it out of context. Okay, so let's go a little bit further.
Uhaya Omer, Tama Yigios Yaga Adam Harishon, Ad Shemacha Pas Laechol, Charash Vizara Vikatzar Vimer Vidash Vizara Uvarad Vitachan Vihirkid Vilash Vafa Vyaparkath Achal. Bani Mashkim Umote Kol Elu Misukanim Lifana. Vikama Yigios Yaga Adam Harishon, Ad Shemacha Begad Lobosh. Gazaz, Vilibain, Vinipet, Vitava, Vaarad, Viakarkath, Matabagad Lobosh. Vani Mashkim, Umote, Kol Ela Misukanim, Lefanai. Kol Umo Shokdos, Ubaos, Lepesach, Besi. Vani Mashkim, Umote, Kol Eli Lefanai.
Okay. So, you know, we have the Sidura de Pas, and then, you know, it sounds like, you know, we're back in Masechta the Shabbos, and then we have, you know, starting with, you know, all of the different melachos that are typically involved in begadim and yirios. So this is what we have. This is the evidence that we have in the Gemara. So the Tosefta, which is quoted here, in the Tanur Rabbanan, gives us a little bit of an insight into Chacham Harazim. What kind of Shevach is it really? So just based on the Gemara, and then we'll see Rashi in a second. So Shimi, based on the Gemara, what's the Shevach here? Chacham Harazim.
The Shevach is that they're all individuals.
Right, so there's the you see all these people, and yet, in Partzufei and Domos, they look different, they have distinct features, even, you know, superficially distinct features in terms of their appearances, and more substantively, Ein Daitam Domazelaze, right, they have different ways of thinking about things, right, that's also a very natural part of the world, a very important part of the world, right? This isn't Migdal Bavel. We don't have to, you know, put everybody exactly in the same space, in the same place. So that's very important as well. In Daitam Doma Zelazev, in Partzufeim Doma Zelazev. So the Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very fascinating. You get to a critical mass of people, Ochlusei Yisrael, however we're going to define that, and then we reflect on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created people in individualistic fashion. Levi, I'd be very curious to hear your take on that, right? It's almost, I wouldn't say paradoxical, it's not a paradox, but it's interesting, it's intention, right? It's only when you get to a certain number of people that, I'm not relating to Rashi for a second, but just, in the Tosefta, that you start reflecting on how each one of these, you know, masses is actually an individual. What's your take on that? It's a very fascinating, thought-provoking bracha.
Probably there's like you need like a certain critical mass.
Do you want us to come back to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Rami, what's your take on it? It's sort of like ironic. Like, why would you need to get to, this is part of the issue that I was setting up at the beginning, why would you need to get up to 600,000 to start reflecting on the unique nature of the individual?
I mean, I don't know how they define what, like,
I should even said 600,000. Ochusei Yisrael. I was, like, cheating.
Right.
Okay, sorry.
But I mean, like Rashi said, 600,000, but like they clearly have to define like at what point, because as in like uchlus, as if you were just to say this to stam people who were like daitam she'ein daitam domo zelazeh, then it would almost seem like you could say it to anyone. So at a certain point, like you have to draw a line somewhere where this like calling someone, like saying the bracha of Chacham Harazim, like starts. It can't just be like a stam bracha.
Right. Why would you just say it on one person? I don't know. I mean, like, what's the nature of the bracha really? You're saying the Shevach is the Kadosh Baruch Hu created people alone, something that the Mishnah and Sanhedrin reflected on in a very different context, right? That was the idea of Kol Mekayim Nefesh Achas Ki'ilu Kiyem Olam Malei, right? That's a very important makor for many reasons, very much al haperek these days in terms of thinking about a pandemic. But it's really interesting that somehow seeing a very large number of people would trigger deep reflections on the individual. Ezra?
They find it kind of ironic because we always talk about like this mindless mob mentality where it's like the more people there are, the harder it is to find the individuals. Like you tend to think of people as one group as opposed to the individuals. So I find it kind of like interesting that we do this because I would think it would be like more the other way around. That it's like the less people, the more you realize that everyone's an individual.
I agree. So there's something, Ezra, I think if I'm paraphrasing correctly, about the need to restate, once you get to a certain number of people, there's like what I call the Migdal Bavel danger, right? Safa achas udvarim achadim, and you want to avoid, right, this kind of a relationship with people, like they're part of some, you know, mob, and you need to reflect on the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu created them to be yechidim, with different partsufim and different deos. And that's a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bara es ha'adam yechidi ba'olam. A very fascinating idea. Where the Rav would always talk about this. You know, somebody who had seen the worst of totalitarian societies and communism and fascism, right? And the way that an individual is lost in that setting. So maybe there's something to that. And then I would agree, with Rami, that if that's the idea, then you draw the line somewhere, right? You draw the line, you know, at some point. Very fascinating idea. So anyway, that's the Gemara. Yoni, let's get Rashi onto the ledger, and then we'll, you know, there are some questions. So
Uchlusei,
Chayil Gadol Shel Sheshim Ribo, right? So 600,000. Right, that he is able to penetrate the secrets, the tzafnas paneach in the original sense. Okay, so. Right, what he was really saying is that, you know, he's very fortunate that he doesn't need to, you know, be machzor al hapsachim, but people come to him because of the wealth that he has. So he was trying to be grateful about it, again, taken out of context, that might seem, you know, a little bit untoward, but, you know, it's really not what he had in mind at all. Okay. So we have this very fascinating shevach, a tzibirchas shevach. There isn't any personal hodah involved, so I think we could be very dispositive that it's shevach. And as Rashi says, the shevach is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can know mashe belev kol elu. And maybe it's as simple as, you know, not what we were saying before, you know, the need to relate to individuals as yechidim, even if they're in very large numbers, but that we could be overwhelmed by a number of people, and you see this mass of people, and it's still absolutely the case that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can peer into each and every one of their hearts and know what's going on in their innermost worlds. And that is a very powerful, you know, image in its own right. That it's just overwhelming for us. We can't manage 600,000 people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bochen Klayos Velev, each and every one of them. And that's the Shevach. Okay. So if that were the case, and then you ask the question, you know, what about applying it to an individual? What might you say? I'm just playing this out a little bit. If the Shevach is, we human beings, datenu k'tzara, we can't handle these kinds of numbers, because Baruch Hu can be bochen klayos v'alev, so then if you'd say it on one person, what might the problem be? I'm just working l'shitas Rashi for a second. Akiva?
I guess we kind of can fathom the fact that Hashem can get into the mind of one person, into the deepest, darkest parts of his soul. But to say that once it's on such a big scale that Hashem can manage each person individually, even at such a large scale, so that's already too much.
Right. So, in other words, just to restate, I think what Akiva is saying is that the mechayiv in such a case would be that you're short-selling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one of these cases of Siyamta, favorite Gemara of Ephraim's, Siyamta l'shvacha demare, right? Have you really finished saying the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If you're going to say it over one person, right, you're missing out on the whole idea of the bracha. I don't know if that would explain Chakimas Kulehai and Yavi Bayinayu, you know, Vishachiv, but it's one approach. Okay, so let's pause here. Noam has been raring to go.
Oh, yeah, I have a bunch of questions. I think first I have a simple question on the pasuk you say for when you see a lot of goyim. Like, are you not supposed to say Pesukim by heart? Like, why would the Gemara tell you to do this? I know you're lousy nowadays, but why would it tell you to do this?
Well, I think there's a general rule that a person dvarim shebichsav yatara she'lamran baal peh, but as you said before, I think you indicated there are exceptions to that, right? Like the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. So you know, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not an ironclad klal.
Yeah, I'm also not so sure about
the
way we're setting up Chachamarad then. I don't think that it really is. If you see like a small group of people, you're gonna like fall to this, like thinking of them as a mob. I think it's only when you see this whole group of people they are actually struck by how different each one is. Like you'd be more inclined to say everyone is similar. If you just walk into a room at TABC, you see everyone dressed the same, they're all learning the same stuff. But if you go to Times Square and you see this guy, he's like, I don't know. He's doing one thing, this guy, he's doing the other thing, and they're all, you see how different each person actually is.
Mm. It's interesting. I guess I'd be more inclined to see it your way if it was only a matter of parts of. But, you know, the Deos point seems like it's driving at something else. Okay, Shimmy?
I have my own interpretation of the Gemara. To me, it's more of a marabu ma'asech Hashem, because you see so many people. Yeah, Hashem has managed to make every single one of them unique, and that realization is what makes say the bracha.
Right. So again, you know, but why not over every individual? The marabu ma'asech.
You just see one or two people, and they're different. Okay, fine. That's one or two people that are different. Like, you know, there are more than two flavors of dum-dums, but saying there are 600,000 flavors of dum-dums would be totally ridiculous, and that's what we're saying marabu masach Hashem about.
Got it. So I think in a certain sense, there's an alignment between your perspective and Noam's.
Yeah.
Okay. So Noam, there you go. You have supporting, you know, testimony. Nice. Rami?
Never want to run the risk of saying this, because obviously we wouldn't know exactly what this person's capabilities are, and that's what we saw with Nun Ches Amud Beis, that right, they criticized Rav Hanina, right, they said Chakimas Kulei Hai. I mean, we don't really exactly understand what they were saying there, but like, why would we ever want to run the risk and end up saying it to someone?
Well, yeah, I'm doing it a little. I'm reconstructing a little. I'm trying to figure out what was so bad about it. So I'm just trying to understand the nature of the bracha and then running the experiment each time. As if we say this is the nature of the bracha, then applying it back to an individual might be a problem in this way, right? I'm just methodologically trying to understand the nature of the bracha and then seeing what would be so bad about applying it to an individual. So the Shitas Rashi, I think the Mechayev is sort of short-selling, you know, the Shevach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, a Kadosh Baruch Hu can be Bochen Klayos V'Lev when you have an N of one. But when you have an N of, you know, large number, and maybe objective halachic large number is 600,000, you know, Rishas HaRabim, you know, the Dashu Rabim, whatever it is, so then you start thinking about it, you know, in other terms. Yehuda.
Yeah, I have a question. think there is a way to understand this in the form of Hodeah, in that if you look at it like similar to Miguel Cabava, you're saying that you can, you're saying Hashem, you have such a large crowd of people who are, because the last time you have this huge crowd, it was Bnei Israel, it was always associated with rebellion, either with Miguel Bavel, or Bnei Israel in the Midbar, you had this huge crowd, they were frequently rebelling against Hashem. So you could theoretically say in terms of Hodeah, that you're thanking Hashem that this huge crowd of people is not actively rebelling against him.
It's pretty pessimistic. Right? I mean, like you say, you're giving a personal hodah that these people aren't staging, you know, an assault on God. Or maybe I'm not fully grasping, you know, like the baseline assumption, but I think that's like a Yetzer Lev Adam Rami Neurav, you know, to the extreme, I think, to reflect on that more. Okay. Akiva?
So first a comment and then a question, if that's okay.
We would expect nothing less.
So in the Gemara Nun Ches, in the statement of Chachima Kulei Hai, it seems to be like kind of a reflection of what we discussed earlier in the year of Misov Irchosov Shaladam Nikar Shu Tamid Chacha. That they're saying like, oh, based on you saying that there's a bracha, so you must think you're such a Talmud Chacham or something like that. So I think there's like a connection between those two Gemaras. And then also, the idea that we suggested of when there's 600,000, so you're then, I guess, inclined to think of them as a mob, I think that might be supported by the idea of Kisha Chad Baleva Chad at Matan Torah, right? When we think of the number 600,000, the example in Jewish history that I would think of, differing from Yehuda, not the rebellion in the Midbar, but Ma'amad Har Sinai, and how we all stood there at the mountain as one. And it's possible that that's what we're trying to, like, that's an example where we just saw 600,000 as Ki'ish Echad. And the bracha of Chacham Harazim is to say, no, they're all individuals. And that's what Hashem was able to accomplish at Har Sinai. He saw Bnei Yisrael not just as a nation, but each person individually represented at Har Sinai as well.
Okay, so that's a good segue to the Marsha and the Ra'ah in terms of that, you know, that point and the significance of Shishim Ribo, you know, and Matan Torah. So, okay, good. Let's just establish the Marsha, and then we'll move to the Ra'ah, which is, I think, a very important, maybe even a linchpin in the sugya. Akiva, why don't you go ahead, since you mentioned it.
Ben Zoma Ra'av Chulei Devada Sharbne Adam Shoskin Ben Lacha Lohay Mevarchim Rak Baruch Hacham Harazim Al Riboy Hadeos Vishinoi Pertzufin Kokach De Kedekatani Beresha El Ben Zoma Shahaya Tamil Chacham Velohaya Ose Klau Ben Lacha Usif Bibracha Zo Al Shabara Rabim Kokach Lesham Shani Leos komine hamalachos nas nasim al yadam kifi riboy hadeos ukidemasik adam harishon yechidi haya bekama yegios yaga achemasa pas kule vani motza kol elu mesukanim lishum yegia v'hainu al yedei uchlusin zo v'hosif bezeh kol umos devaday hamedinos tzuchus zo lezo. Demasha chasar bezo yuchal limtza ba'acheres v'asofer mebiyim imakom hamatzui l'makom achaster v'zeh shegam masha ani chasar bimkomi him shoktos uvaos lepesach besi chule liyos li matzui liknos. So he basically says that the whole world is like a symbiotic relationship, that when one person is missing one resource, so it works on an international level, it works on a national level, it works on a personal level.
The Marsha was a free trader, no tariffs, right? Very deep level of economic awareness, markets, free markets. I remember the good old days, you know. There used to be a political party that used to support free markets. Od Chazon LaMoed. So the Marsha is right there. Yeah, he says that's what Ben Zelma was talking about, right? That you have exchanges of goods and services and resources, personal level, on the national level, right? You want these things. We could actually make a bracha b'shem v'malchus over these things. Fascinating. Okay. Now the Ra'a, Yenison, go ahead.
Sorry. It's nechon all possible deus and all pertsufim. Here, shigwar amru hatam the bracha zay machmas she'ein deus same daim zelzay. The reason for the bracha is that was that they're not comparable to one to the other. Ain pertsu same pertsufim daim zelzay. Vezehu shibir rabino the hadas misgalis pertsuf b'chol deus pertsufim kulul mishkish ribay. Therefore, lefikach nitna the third mishkish ribay. She'el mali chaser echad yisrael leitnisna lehem atzayra. Had there not been one, had there been one missing of Yisrael, would the Keter would not be given. He used to go back to Agado. The Chotel Pishai Yerutzayni Shalkash Baruch Hu. He has two more Kabbalos called Deus. It was the Ravatzon of Kash Baruch Hu that the Terbi Maskim according to all Deus. Behind him, the Mavarachin al Chlusa Shal Shishim Ribay Baruch Hu Chamarozim Shabari Yisbaruch Yedea Esrosa Yoyim Matadumis Nesraya. He knows every single possible Das. Zeu Shamar Ravisha al Shom. He could recognizing faces. That's mentioned in Shuvah in Shuvah and Shailah's Rabbi Hagain. Being Shuvah's Hagainim, Shari Shuvah's and Kafabez, the Hikir, but Surah's Pinehim, Shin Chacham Kololium, Kailulim Kaldeus. They were the chacham that included that knew all deus, all 600,000 deus. Gama ein chacham shiyakar by im hu klolei shein baki chachas akaris panim. And he's barely a gavana. Udom the ulai the chacham shu klolei ye klolei yishloi lehakir gam chacham azoi shal akaris panim. Kiyom shu kailo kol chachmais. So if a person is what's called is kailo kol chachmais, meaning if a chacham is klolei all deus, he obviously has to know this chacham as well of the akaris panim. The zeus damar lehachachmas klolei. The reason why Reb Chanina was not nafshe because he realized that the chalishas that's not knowing this one day. He didn't write in his Sefer Mitzvos.
Okay, so the Ra'ah has there's so much to talk about here, so let's try to do it systematically. So excellent, Yenison. So what's the nature of Chacham Harazim? It's a very specific reference. Levi, go ahead.
The fact that Hashem, it's not just many, but the fact that it's all of them at once, like that all of the different participants are included within Shishim Ribo, and also reference to Matan Torah.
Okay, that's the critical part. That Chacham Harazim is a very specific connotation. What you're really making the bracha over is a context or conditions that are evocative of Matan Torah. So that when you have 600,000 people present, you're making a bracha, right, indirectly on the conditions that allowed for Matan Torah. That's why it has to be Ochlusei Yisrael. Fascinating. So the conditions, just one second, Levi, just, so let's just follow the thread. So the conditions for Matan Torah had to be 600,000 because there's a tradition, the Ra'ah has a tradition that there are 600,000, not Shivim Panim Torah, but 600,000 different ways of looking at things. And that number was critical, and, you know, lulei that there were 600,000 Jews there over the age of 20, there's no way that the Torah could have been given, because it has to be muskam l'chol hadeos. So when you have that presence, ochlusei Yisrael, you make a bracha. But that also opens the possibility that if you could have, this is now back to Nunches, that if you could have one person, right, who's what he calls a chacham haklali, like Yehoshua, who encompass all 600,000 deos, all different perspectives, right? The Memtes Darchei Tumah and the Memtes Darchei Tahara, you know, a person who's capable of all of that. So if indeed you could have that, if you could discern that, I'm leaving outside the physiognomy, some, you know, that that's reflected on a person's face for a second, so then you could make such a bracha. And then you had a machlokas arishonim, you know, between the Ra'ah and the Ramban about what happened in the story, right? So was it that, you know, they felt that he was being audacious in terms of, you know, being able to detect that in them? That's one perspective. Or is it, as the Ramban says, that they were bitter and resentful that he was able to detect that, right? Very fascinating thing that he had the chachmas ha-partzufim. Right, by the way, Ephraim, this is the Ramban Lashitasa where? What does the Ramban talk about the Chachma Sapartsufim as a reflection of the highest level of Chachma?
I don't know.
You do. Who has it? The Hakdama to the Ramban's Perish Al Torah. Okay, if you look there, the Ramban discusses that. Right? Seeing, being able to look at somebody and being able to be bochein klayos valev. Okay, so be that as it may, so it is technically possible, technically, to apply this to an individual, but require a singular individual. And then that, of course, will lead to a question that would be premature for us to answer at this stage, namely, what's the difference between Chacham HaRazim and Asher Chalak Mi Chachmaso Li Reyav, right? Because then you'd have two different brachos for Chachme Yisrael. Okay, so we'll leave that to the side for a second. So basically, the Ra'ah has shifted the entire, the weight of the sugya away from, you know, let's say the two interpretations that we had. Either when you get to a mass of individuals, you need to stress and give Shevach that each person truly is a yachid, one. Two, shitas rashi, this, that the massive number of people in Kadosh Baruch Hu could be bochen klayos olev. And now three, the ra'ah, you know, saying that, you know, we're really making a bracha over the conditions for Matan Torah, technically possible that you could have an individual who encompasses all 600,000, perspectives on Torah. But, you know, whether or not a person has the right to make that determination is the subject of the nuance in the Gemara Brachos and Daf Nunches. Fascinating idea. So just like the Mashlama Devar Doma in terms of this, the concept of the Chacham HaKlali. So what it brings to mind for me anyway is you have a parallel concept in universities. So in universities, typically somebody will become tenured in a department. So it's a very big deal if somebody gets, tenured in two departments. Remember when I was in college, I worked in the lab of somebody who had a dual appointment in the departments of biology and chemistry. He was a chemical biologist. It was a niche field. A guy named Brent Stockwell, one of the smartest people I ever encountered in my life. Very cerebral man. So he had a dual appointment in both departments. As his work was such a chashivos that both departments recognized him. But there's a madrega above that called Hachacham Haklali. What do we call that in academic terminology? What do they call such a person? Yenison?
Polymath.
You guys said polymath. I was going to
go with...
Polymath.
Polymath, a renaissance man.
No. And what's a technical term in the world of the academy?
A genius? That's a technical term.
Talmidai. A university professor. You never heard the university professor of so-and-so? He has the right to teach in any department. The university professor of whatever. Yeah, so that's the madrega. It's called the Chacham HaKlali. So he has a right to give shiurim in any department. He is a shaychus, not to any specific department. He's a shaychus, the university. Sometimes they explain, the university professor of chemistry. Dehai knew that he emerged in the department of chemistry, but he's transcended it. Is that okay, ask your parents. All right, anyway. So, the Chacham HaKlali is somebody who can encompass all different perspectives, right? He sees all of the Chachma of the Olam, coherently, organically, and fully integrated. So that is the Shita of the Ra'ah. So just to, put the Ritva and the Torah on the ledger for today, we're not going to get that much further than that, but I just want to establish them today, for today. I call the Ra'ah the linchpin because he moves the weight of the Sugya. And then the Ritva, his Talmud Muvak, and the Torah following, just have slight iterations of it. So, the Ritva, David, go ahead. Haroa Chusei Yisrael.
Haroa Chusei Dahainu Shishim Ribo Mavarech Brachat Hashem Lekanam Chalam Chacham Harazim Vamrinan Lekaman De
Hu Adin Aman De Chakim Tuva
Hu Adin Aman De Chakim Tuva Aval Harav Fasiz Zal Lo Hevia Loota Meim Rabbe Pneishen Chacham Uflag.
So the Ritva has, a different, scheme at the end, a little bit more rationalistic than we saw in the Ra'ah, namely that, go ahead, David, that it's not a question of, like the physiognomy and the Chachmas Hapanim and the Hakara, Al Yidei HaPartzuf, that this person's Deya is a Deya HaKolela Sesakol, but, so it's not a failure in the recognition so much as it's an absence
today.
Right, that we just don't have this kind of a figure today. A chacham muflag, ad kidei kach, says the Ritva that he would be ra'oi for such a bracha. So again, the ra'ase could be an issue of detection, as opposed to presence. And the Ritva says no. The reason the Rif doesn't bring it down is because it might not be present. Avi, if you don't mind, for the coup de grace for the day, when we'll set up tomorrow. In this way.
The tour?
Yeah. Please.
Haro Haro Shishim Ruba Ambiyachan Mi Yisrael Omer Brachata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Chacham Harazim Imro Afilu Echad Shehu Muflag B'Chachma Yibarech Chacham Harazim Rebbe Chanina Breide Rav Ika Brech Kad Chazi Kide Chazil Rav Papa B'Yish Omim Shein
Yeah, so that's that Yesh Omrim is Avi, the Yesh Omrim that he's alluding to
is from the Ritva.
Yeah,
it's from
you got it right. She'in Bizman Hazem Yisharoi Levarech Alav Kach. Right, so you hit the nail on the head. We just don't have that kind of chachma. But validating, the basic approach. So the basic approach seems to be, rooted not in the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have so many masses of people, and then we can reflect uniquely on what an amazing thing it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created people in distinct fashions. That's one. Again, two, is the idea, that we have so many people, and it's beyond our cognitive capacity to even begin to imagine the differences and multiplicities of views that they maintain, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly can. And that itself is mechayev b'shevach. And then, as you see, like what I call the weight of the sugya starts to shift with the ra'ah, you know, in terms of integrating the Gemara and Brachos in the Maisa Shehaya, namely that this is about conditions for Matan Torah and about Chachma in general, and the cumulative composite Chachma of Shishim Ribo, you know, causes us to reflect on Matan Torah or on Chachmas Haborei. But since it's the cumulative, aggregate, composite Chachma of 600,000 people, it is hypothetically possible to discern that degree of Chachma in a Yachid. And then the question is, can we in fact discern it, the Ra'ah? Or is it even present, the Ritva and the Tur? But the Ra'ah has to be credited for moving the weight of the Sugya very much in a different direction, where it becomes, again, about the conditions, you know, through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah and what it means about Torah altogether. Very fascinating development in the Sugya. You wouldn't look at the Nusach HaBracha of Chacham HaRazim and have extrapolated in that direction, but I think the Ra'ah represents a very important touchstone, you know, in this sugya. And again, the only question is, you know, going back to Nun Ches, did one have the license to make, such an assessment of any individual, either because of issues of detection or because of issues of presence?